Hello, and welcome to the Date Night Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Russell, and with me is my co-host, Ashley Russell.
Happy Valentine's!
This is a show where on each episode, Ashley and I, we talk about a new movie that's playing in theaters, and then we break it down whether we thought it was good or bad, and whether or not it would make for a good date movie. And being so close to Valentine's Day, we're going to be talking about the romantic comedy Marry Me, starring Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson. And speaking of Valentine's Day, we got to remind people to check out our feature film, Tiny Dancers, which is a great movie to watch with your significant other. It's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a raunchy, independent comedy with plenty of romance.
Absolutely.
There's definitely some sex toys in there. I know that. So that's our movie, Tiny Dancers, and you can stream it right now on Amazon Prime. So, Marry Me. This movie, it stars Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson. And it's got a 58% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's a lot.
Seems generous.
Yeah.
Right? And it's currently in theaters and also streaming on Peacock, which is where we saw it.
We saw it on Peacock.
Yeah. And some movies you don't want to be seen out in public watching, right? But, you know, in my research, I discovered that this is actually based on a graphic novel. And I think what happened is the 14 producers, which includes Lopez herself, they took like the core idea from this graphic novel, which is a pop star that marries a random stranger at one of her concerts. And they kind of took that idea, that core idea, and then molded it into like a Jennifer Lopez vanity project.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like the idea. I like the premise behind the movie. And I didn't know it was a graphic novel. That's good to know.
I didn't either. Yeah. I mean, I think relatively obscure graphic novel, but it's probably a concept that plays better as a like a cartoon or anime.
Well, yeah,
it's a bit far-fetched for real life.
My first thing was like Jim and the Holograms. Like that's kind of where, you know, my mind goes when you're like, it's a graphic novel and this is the concept. Same kind of with Hannah Montana.
Right? But Jennifer Lopez doesn't have an alter ego in this film.
I mean, this movie is her alter ego, like just in general. I mean, this movie is so bad, it's so good.
I was going to say, like, she's basically playing herself in this movie, like a version of herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. The movie quickly establishes that her character, Kat Valdez, who's already engaged to her fiance, Bastian, they're going to get married on live TV.
Yep.
And Bastian, he's played by Maluma.
Yeah. Music star.
He makes music. And so, yeah, the idea is to kind of get married on live TV in front of millions of people. It's not really clear why they're doing this other than like they're obsessed with social media and like filming themselves all the time. That's kind of established early.
I think an idea probably came up through one of her team and they're like, oh, this would be a great idea for a concert and you know, blah, blah, blah. And then because she regrets the decision.
Well, she's kind of getting like, butterflies.
Just like, I just wish this was me and you, Bastian.
As you would get butterflies getting married on live TV. So everyone is kind of obsessed with their number one song, Marry Me, which plays over the entire opening, and which I guess they're going to sing to each other before the ceremony.
Yeah.
Sure. And so we establish that, and then we meet Charlie, who's played by Owen Wilson, and he's just a single dad and a math teacher. Who's raising his precocious
who lives preteen in a daughter? Awesome condo, pretty apartment in Manhattan.
Yeah,
no, as a teacher,
it's a pretty nice, pretty spacious for him and his daughter. And so Charlie's coworker friend Parker, who's played by Sarah Silverman, she somehow ropes him into going to the Kat and Bastian wedding concert. Even though he has no idea who they are. He gets roped along somehow. She has like a free ticket. Someone cancels.
Well, yeah, her girlfriend and her broke up.
So she's like, come with me.
Yeah.
So he comes along with his daughter. And this wedding ceremony, it really is like a full-on stadium-style concert.
It really is.
And we're treated to a musical performance here. One of many. And in this one, she's wearing like a skin-tight cross over her body while nuns dressed in latex kind of like bump and grind all around
Oh my gosh. Like,
kind of just out of the blue. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. All right. We're doing this now.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
It's like one of the dance routines that like Britney Spears would put on in the early aughts. It's like one of those just kind of like trying to push the envelope.
Pushing the envelope. Type performance. Yeah.
And hey, I'm all for it.
You did like the outfit a little bit.
But it's a little strange as a lead up to a wedding.
You didn't want to get married like that?
I'm not complaining. I mean, there aren't really any other musical numbers like that in the movie. And the song is called Church, I think. I mean, there's a number of Jennifer Lopez pop songs in this. I mean, she's promoting a lot of stuff.
I mean,
some Coach purses, maybe like a Swell water bottle.
Vitamix.
Fuck.
This movie definitely is a Jennifer Lopez vanity project and trying to push her music, right? But as far as like the acting and all of that,
she's not going deep with the character here.
Oh, gosh, no.
And that's a missed opportunity. I feel like she could have gone a little deeper with the character here. We don't really see any dimension with this character. She's just kind of perfect, looking for love. She's got it all.
And then Owen Wilson, like, how is he still being cast in all of these love interest roles? I mean,
well, what else recently? I'm trying to think.
I mean, I'm not saying recently, like Drillbit Taylor. I remember like turning to you and be like, Owen Wilson has made out with some of the most beautiful women in Hollywood.
I like Owen Wilson.
I do too.
This is not his best performance. He's barely playing a character here. Like, this is such a dull character. He's just, you know, Mr. Dad.
I mean, Wedding Crashers he was a love interest.
That was a little while ago.
A little while ago.
Yeah, I prefer Owen Wilson in more overt comedy roles.
Yes.
But generally, no matter what, I tend to enjoy him. He's kind of just like an easy, relaxed presence.
I just thought he was a little miscast in this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, his character was so serious the whole time and didn't really laugh, didn't have any kind of emotions.
Really bland. Just a really bland character. And Owen Wilson's like natural charisma is really just tamped down. I don't understand.
I don't get it
what they're doing.
And I mean, I get that, you know, Owen Wilson's character is supposed to be stoic. He's supposed to be maybe a little heartbroken.
Let him be charming and funny. This is a romantic comedy.
This is what he's...
Let him be funny and charming. We know he can do it. Because I like both of these actors, I had modest expectations for this.
I actually love this.
Like, you love the movie.
I was just like, it's so bad, it's good.
It's
it's like a huge music video of Jennifer Lopez. And she's a great singer. I mean, she's a great entertainer.
She's rocking it. There's no question.
She looks great. I wish she would take a role that didn't make her look perfect.
Where she doesn't have to be pristine in every scene.
I would love to see her do something. What's not Monster that Charlize Theron, but what was the other one where Charlize Theron was a drunk, alcoholic, not Atomic Blonde.
Young adult.
Like, I would love to see Jennifer Lopez play something like that. I think she feels that she has to be perfect all the time.
Yeah, and I wish this character kind of explored that pressure, like this pressure to be perfect all the time. This movie doesn't explore any pressures that a person like this would be under. Even like just showing like different shades of her, maybe her like, you know, having a diva moment, like snapping at an assistant or something. You know, anything that feels real. But all the behavior in this movie, it feels like it's taking place on another planet. None of it is relatable.
I mean, maybe that's because we're just not stars.
But we know that big stars are under a lot of pressure. We know that. And this movie doesn't get into that at all. I can assume J-Lo knows what it's like to be under constant pressure and constant scrutiny. Why isn't that explored with her doppelganger character here?
Yeah.
Explore anything interesting. And they don't.
And I mean, the chemistry between J-Lo and Owen Wilson just isn't there.
There's a lot to be desired on that front. The movie's too contrived to really let them generate
it really was.
Chemistry.
It was so contrived.
We gotta go through all these bullshit tropes.
It was just very deliberate, and I just wish it would have been more raw.
Yeah.
And we both know that these actors can do that.
I mean, this entire movie feels like just her kind of burnishing her brand a little bit. And, you know, we talked about this on our Hustlers episode, but when J-Lo started out as an actress, she was doing a number of really good performances and really interesting, offbeat, risky films, like, you know, Out of Sight, U-Turn, Selena.
Well, what was that movie that the horror film?
The Cell.
Cell. I like that one.
That's a risk-taking movie.
Yeah.
And she's always solid in everything that she does. And then she got into these horrible romantic comedies.
Hey.
Wedding Planner.
I love The Wedding Planner.
Fucking Made in Manhattan. The backup plan. Second act.
Stop it. Because those are my favorites.
You can't even tell these movies apart.
Those are my two favorite comedies, like romantic comedies.
Okay. Well, those were 20 years ago. And thankfully, she made Hustlers, which proved that she can take risks and she can play complex characters. And she's not afraid to portray a character who has some unredeeming qualities.
Yeah.
And she was great in that movie. I think she was robbed of an Oscar nomination. She was so good. So for me, it's a little disappointing see her as an actor go back to this.
Yeah, but maybe she was robbed because she's inconsistent.
Well, I mean, the same happened with Matthew McConaughey. I mean, he went down that romantic comedy path, and then he got love from the Academy.
Yeah.
He did a stripper movie.
After a couple, like...
You're saying she needs to do a couple, like, legit flicks.
Yeah.
That's why this movie's disappointing. Like, I wish she followed more in the Hustler's path, like, taking those risks, instead of this very safe, glossy kind of comfort zone. But she's got a brand to burnish, right? And so this is her just letting people know that she's got some music coming out. And, you know, she can still sing and dance. And
and more power to her. I mean, she looks fantastic. I think she's in her 50s. Like, wow.
Yeah, that's not in doubt.
No. Like, she's just so talented. And it's just.
Absolutely. There's nothing bad to say about her other than I wish you would take more risks. As an artist.
That is, you know, the most disappointing thing about it is because I think we both know that she's got.
She has it in her. Yeah, she totally has the ability. She, for whatever reason, she's choosing not to. She's choosing to just kind of play it safe.
Yeah.
But, you know, why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, we'll get into spoilers for Marry Me. All right, we're back, and we're going to get into some spoilers for Marry Me. And there's not really a whole lot to spoil here because...
She marries Owen Wilson, and...
Well, they stay married.
They stay married.
They get married in the beginning, but, you know, they have... They develop feelings for each other.
Well, yeah, they stay married because it's more of a public, you know...
She's got those social media feeds that she's got to keep fucking feeding the algorithm.
And then, you know, that was like one of the cutesy little stories in there too, was she had to stop being on social media for like a couple of days and doing things for herself. And then Owen Wilson, his character was never on social media and he had to actually get on social media. And, you know.
Wasn't that cute?
I mean, why is our lives surrounded by social media?
I don't dig it. I don't dig watching other characters where their main goal is just getting attention through social media. Like, I get a lot of people are consumed with that. I don't like watching characters on screen pursue that goal. it's not interesting to watch, honestly. And it feels very narcissistic.
Yes.
I mean, I understand. If you're in the spotlight, you got to keep posting and you have to just... push your shit in people's face 24/7. I get it.
To stay
it's
relevant,
annoying.
I guess. I mean...
It's annoying, but that's the job.
Because if you're not on social, you're not relevant.
It makes her not that likable as a character.
Yeah.
And it's another missed opportunity for the movie to say something like, you know, after a day of all this fucking posting and people like following her around, filming her, you know, like cleaning her ass and like making onions, you know, like her having
pride. What was that?
She has a cameraman just follow her around just getting data.
Yeah.
To put into little bites for her YouTube page.
Yeah. Right?
But just her having
her channel.
Her having a private moment. Like, I'm so sick of this shit. I feel like I'm just putting a fake version of myself out there. The movie could have dug into that a little bit. You can dig into these things a little bit and still keep it frothy and light and glossy. But you can dig in a little bit. This movie doesn't dig into anything interesting. And unfortunately, like Owen Wilson and J-Lo, they're not enough to like power this through.
No.
But yeah, so like Bastian kind of comes into her life. He comes back into her life and she gets nominated for an award or something.
Yeah, a Grammy.
And they got to perform it together.
Yeah.
And then it's like are they back together? And Owen Wilson gets a little jealous.
And I completely understand where Owen Wilson's character was coming from in here. Like,
I mean, he doesn't make much of a scene. He just kind of mopes off.
Yeah, he's
like
just,
his character.
He's like, I get it. I understand. Like, I don't fit here with you.
But this is after they fuck, right?
Yeah, so.
He gets jealous. He walks off.
I think he does get jealous, and he's just like, I'm just a math teacher.
Bastian does seem kind of toolish.
He's very toolish. I mean, the whole reason why he and Jennifer Lopez's character didn't go out, because he had an affair with her assistant.
Another opportunity where this movie could have explored just what is she looking for in a dude? Like, what about this guy is no longer appealing, and what is it about Owen Wilson that is appealing? Because honestly, the movie, the way Owen Wilson's character is portrayed, it's kind of like, why would she marry this dude? Like, take some time to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this dude is like dry toast.
he's dry toast, yeah.
Like burnt toast. So I don't understand. We get why she's turned off from Malumo, who cheated on her.
Yeah.
But why is she drawn to Owen Wilson? The movie needs to articulate that in some way.
I mean, I think that she likes that he brings her down humbly. Like, it is not down humbly, but you know, it's like,
I think that
keeps her grounded.
That's implied,
yeah,
right? But is that portrayed in her performance?
I don't think so.
There's really nothing grounded at all about her character.
No.
And I wish, again, J-Lo, she's skilled enough to pull this stuff off. I wish we got more nuance with her character and just a little bit more dimension.
Yeah. And so J-Lo and Owen Wilson's character, they go their separate ways. And then she writes this ballad that everybody thinks it's for Bastian. And she,
what's it called? Way to You?
Way to You. Something
up
like
to you.
Whatever. And, you know,
It becomes number one.
And Bastian and J-Lo are at the Jimmy Fallon show. And this is when J-Lo has her epiphany moment, saying, wait a minute, I don't want you anymore, Bastian. I don't want who you are. I've changed. I need to get back to my man, Owen Wilson. And then she knows that Owen Wilson's mathletes competition is that weekend too. So she gets on a plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the climax.
Coach.
The climax of this movie is at a math competition.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you imagine Jennifer Lopez sitting in coach, like, ever?
I would assume, like, if she was, you wouldn't want to approach her. She'd be in a bad mood. Just like anyone would be in coach, J-Lo would not be happy in coach. Like the rest of us. But, yeah, she flies to Minnesota or wherever.
Peoria, Illinois. But, you know.
I'm impressed you remembered that.
Way to go.
They go to Wisconsin. And
Chicago.
And his daughter, I didn't even realize this until this scene, but he's a teacher and his daughter is one of his students.
Well, his daughter joined the mathletes.
Was this like a running thread?
Yeah.
So she's in the mathletes and
she's very good at math, and you know, Owen was trying to get her to join the math club, and then one of the friends finally convinced her. And so she joined like midway through, like before Jennifer Lopez's character came and like started dancing with the kids.
This is a subplot in the movie.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson's daughter joining the mathletes.
Yeah.
That's a subplot that we have to endure. So yeah, it all climaxes at this math competition, and J-Lo comes in at the very end, and it's, are they making out? What are they doing?
She holds the sign that says, marry me, and then she says again.
Cute.
He said yes, and it's obviously all over social media, you know. Then you see, I guess, a clip of how they can work together. Like, he's doing his mathletes and she's writing a song or something. And then you have cut scenes with them hanging out on the couch. You know, the bulldog biting off Jennifer Lopez's hand, which was funny to me.
That's good times. Yeah, there's a bulldog named Tank.
Oh, love Tank. Tank stole the show.
That's good. It's good time. Yeah, always put a dog in.
Yeah, Tank. Tank stole the show.
And yeah, and that's the movie. We go to credits.
Yep.
I think there's a J-Lo song playing over.
Of course.
So
how would you rate this Patrick?
Not well. not well. I would give it like a D plus. And look, romantic comedy, that's not my first preferred genre, but I'm totally down for any movie where, you know, there's good casting and you have some entertaining scenes of interpersonal interactions that are believable and relatable. I'm down with any genre where the interactions are relatable.
I'll give it a B minus.
How does this compare to other J-Lo
just
rom-coms like The Wedding Planner? Is The Wedding Planner better? Oh, The
Wedding Planner so much better.
So she's going down, downhill. And her, I mean, what about The Backup Plan?
That's where, yeah, that
she's like
that
having one, a baby in that one.
Yeah, I wasn't too into that because I don't think I liked the lead actor that played that.
What about Second Act? You remember that shit?
What is Second Act?
Exactly. So is this a good date movie?
I think so.
I'm gonna disagree with that. I think this is like a, you know, getting drinking some white wine with your girlfriends, having a laugh type of flick. You don't want a dude anywhere near this flick. Yeah, I mean,
it would be a good date movie for the ladies because it's, you know, it's a love story. This I mean, is whatever. Like
a ladies' night in.
And it's specific flick for Valentine's Day. I was looking forward to this. We saw it in the previews. So I was like, "Oh, I can't wait. Date night."
Well, it seemed like a good movie to talk about on this show.
Yes. I mean, if you're a big J-Lo fan, go see it.
So that's Marry Me, directed by Kat Quaro. You can find more episodes at anchor.fm/movie date night, as well as on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, where you can rate and review. Don't forget to check out our feature film, Tiny Dancers, which is streaming right now on Prime Video. We're on Twitter at DN Movie Podcast, and you can also email us at datenightmoviepodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Patrick.
I'm Ashley.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.